you ever have no name for it?
No, that's the only thing that I remember being told.
What would you call a lot of kind of worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a room where you store that stuff?
Several rooms. My wife keeps it. My wife is a. My wife just keeps a lot of junk.
What kind of. What? Did you have a name for that room?
Junk room.
Okay. What would you be doing if you were sweeping the floor?
Now, I'd be running the vacuum is what I'd be doing.
Okay. Well, say, like every morning, some women go around, they sweep the floor and wash the windows and dust the pipe off and everything.
That's just cleaning, as far as I know.
Okay. okay, what would you sweep the floor with if you didn't have a vacuum sweeper?
Well, swept it with a broom or a broom and a mop.
Mm-hmm.
We used both a broom and a mop.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on whether the floor was, if the floor was waxed, we usually used a mop. And if it was plain wood, we used a broom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We changed the floor sweeping as we changed the type of floor, floor covering we had.
Mm-hmm. Are most of the floors here waxed, or are they not? Varnish finish on
it? You mean in this house? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In this house, it's all carpeted except one room,
mm-hmm.
or a large rug. And of course, the kitchen has vinyl tile on it. The little bedroom has scatter rugs, and the others are literally carpeted throughout.
Okay. If you had a broom, it was in the corner, and the door was open, and it was covering the broom up before you couldn't see it. You might say the broom is where in relation to the door?
Behind the door.
How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Go upstairs.
Okay. What would you call those, the same things, like on your porch there? Would you call those stairs?
Those steps.
Okay. So what would the difference be usually?
The steps make up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
It takes steps to make stairs.
Stairs,
to me, have a connotation of possibly being a landing. You know, you can't have but so many steps up before you have to have a landing.
Mm-hmm.
And you change the directions of it, you see.
Yeah.
You don't see one just go. Have you ever seen one that was up 10 or 12 feet to go just straight up and nothing else? Seldom ever do.
Mm-hmm.
You have a landing up there. You go up the stair steps. They use that expression.
Yes, sir. Okay. What is it that you call us, that we were sitting in talking the other day out in front there?
The front porch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call it anything else?
Yeah, piazza.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Around in this area?
Well, I don't recall this area, but I've heard it when I was a youngster. You see, I was grown when I came here more than 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Where did you hear them call it?
In southwest Alabama, northwest Florida,
okay.
Out of Louisiana.
Okay.
Basically, southeast Alabama, northwest Florida, basically.
Have you ever seen one that was... that ran around the front and the side of the house?
Lived in one, yes, sir.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Did you call that a porch, or was that a piazza?
Oh, the porch.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the front porch or the side porch.
Okay. Have you ever seen one like on the second story of one?
The balcony.
Okay.
We call that a balcony.
Was it screened in too, or?
Some of them. Mm-hmm. I have a friend now that has screened in one. Called it the porch or balcony up there, screened in, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, if the door is open and you don't want it open, what would you say to somebody as they walk in?
Please close the door.
All right. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that become overlapped, like that? Is there a name for that type of construction?
Mm-hmm. There is. Not clapboard, that's not the word.